Hi, welcome to the Theme Park Trailer Podcast with your hosts, Ryan and Dan.
Hello.
This week we are... Why is that so funny?
I know, just because Stu takes the mick out of me for it.
Yeah,
so he does. Like every time now I'm laughing.
This week we are going through our favourite and not so favourite dining places at Disney Springs. This is probably the most requested one of these shows that we've had, which is why we're
advanced. Did one person request it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
More than one person. many people.
You don't count, Ryan.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Damn it. So we've skipped past Hollywood Studios. We will be coming back to it, but as most people do at the moment, until Star Wars opens.
And then everyone will be
at Hollywood Studios.
Yeah.
So we thought we'd go to Disney Springs just because there's so much choice. So we're going to be going through three of our favourites and three of our not-so-favourites or least favourites each. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the podcast.
Each of us has a dream, a heart's desire. It calls to us. And when we're brave enough to listen and bold enough to pursue, that dream will lead us on a journey to discover who we're meant to be. All we have to do is look inside our hearts and unlock the magic.
Stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
Okay, this week, Disney Springs has gone from being a place where I thought was okay, I'd pop in, go to World of Disney.
When it was downtown Disney, basically.
Leave. And actually, it coincides with me probably starting to drink, to be honest. I really like Disney Springs. It's one of my favourite places to go in Disney World. It's so chilled.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah.
You know, you know it from when we were there last year and even before that. Like, if you can get a table somewhere really nice in a restaurant or a bar, and you can just sit, have a drink, look out on the water, you almost forget you're in Disney, which it sounds like a horrific thing, but if you're there for 2 weeks, and those 2 weeks, doesn't matter how you're doing it, are so intense, they're so tiring, and to sit down and enjoy a drink or a meal at Disney Springs just feels like a very relaxing and different experience.
Yeah, because it's not... I mean, it can get busy.
Oh, yeah.
Generally, it's not horrific. Mm. It's nothing like the parks, is it, generally? So it's just kind of... Yeah, as you're right. It's kind of a chilled place. And I think they've got the theming really good now.
The most part, I think.
Yeah, I think it's kind of a lot chilled, as you said. You know, especially when you go to the likes of the Homecoming and you're sat by the... what do they call them? It's the Florida Springs, isn't it?
You've
got the springs there, and it's just like
it's lovely, isn't it?
It's so serene.
Yeah. So I think like going to Disney Springs for a meal or even just a drink is a really really good thing to do. If you haven't made the time for it before, I would absolutely make time for it. It's great, and I think there's places like that that exist in the parks. I think probably my favorite or one of my favorites is. The Baseline Tap House in Hollywood Studios.
Yeah.
I think if you can get a table there outside, again, it's pretty chilled there.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's not... Sometimes it can be pretty rammed to queue to get your drink.
Yeah, they're not the fastest
people to serve. They try and make... The thing is about bars in America is that often they try and make it like an experience.
Right,
they want a tip, right?
Yeah.
And that's the thing. And this is where I kind of... Often I draw the line. It's just like, I've asked for 2 pints...
Yeah,
or a pint, you know, a pint or a Coke for you, or a pint or a cocktail for Donna, and I'm paying $10 each for those drinks, let's say, and you want $2. You want $2 for literally pouring. I've got a machine, as you know, in my kitchen, where I can physically pour my own pints like I was in a pub. It ain't difficult. You know? I get it. Maybe they're underpaid, but I will often leave a dollar or so because I know it's the thing to do, but I don't like it because all they've done is pour me a pint.
Yeah.
And it's like, and they're trying to make conversation with you.
It's taking you like, well, it's taking you far too long, yeah. But it should only take a couple of minutes or whatever, not even that. But.
Yeah, because they try and make a conversation with you as well. Like, it's a weird experience in America. It's like, you go into a bar and they do try and have the experience. Like, the barman is like this thing where they want to make conversation with you. They want you to talk back because it's like a thing.
Yeah.
Over here in the UK, it's like, yeah, I'll have 2 pints, please. And I'm like, no worries. There you go. Anything done. Else? No, job done. Contactless. Bang. Done. I'll be back next time I want a drink. And until then, I don't want to speak to you.
Yeah. Do they have contactless in America?
I don't know.
I don't know. Because obviously they were very slow on chip and pin, weren't they?
Well, they rolled out chip and pin first, and then they rolled it back.
Right, okay. But yeah, like their major adoption of it was really slow, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Like, it's only been like the last couple of times that I've been there.
They must have contacts because kind of Apple Pay, right? Apple wouldn't roll something out.
True.
If it wasn't accepted in the States.
It wasn't available in America. But then that's not really the same as contactless, is it? As such. Because obviously that's doing it with your phone.
Yeah,
as opposed
yeah.
to doing it with your card. But
I don't know. I assume that they do.
Yeah, I don't know if you have to have a special machine. Well, you obviously have to have a special machine, but I don't know if Apple provide the machines.
I don't know. I mean, I've never tried it in Disney because I usually have cash.
Yeah.
But I think with this
I don't know whether... I don't know. I suppose it you can obviously pay with your Magic Band, can't you, when you're in Disney, against those machines.
But they are different for...
They are different machines, but whether they work with contactless as well...
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I don't know.
I'll find out. Because a lot of my money is going to be on my Monzo card this time around.
Right, okay.
So yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I've definitely put, like, whenever we've gone now, I've put more and more on my card. Like,
yeah.
I take less and less cash, because obviously cards are easier to use these days than they used to be.
Yeah, 100%.
And it just makes more sense. Like, I can have all this cash, but then I've got to carry it around with me, and then am I going to have enough cash and all this sort of stuff?
Yeah, definitely. So. I think when I this year I'm gonna have my, as I said, I'm gonna have my Monzo card.
Yeah.
Because I get paid. I think I said it before, but I get paid like 3 days into my trip, and although I'm gonna have enough dollars, I think, to cover the trip,
mm-hmm.
I'm gonna transfer like £800 into my Monzo account, and then use that if I need it.
Yeah.
So it'd be interesting to see, because obviously I've got a PIN with it.
Okay.
But I'd rather use contactless because I can use my Monzo card via Apple Pay as well.
Right. Yeah.
So. It's I'll definitely be trying it out. But
so you're gonna be trying all the things. Contactless, no, sorry, we don't accept that, sir. Oh, Apple Pay, so sorry, we don't accept that, sir.
Got my Monzo card. I don't know why it just sounds like an Australian thing. Monzo,
it does, though, yeah.
Monzo, bonzo. But I think we'll be trying it out. It's weird because I don't really know, because I always use cash. That's the only reason why I'm like, I'm not sure if they do contactless.
Yeah, but, I mean, I don't really know either. Like, sometimes they have these like really big machines for cards. They're like, they're proper sizes.
Like from the 90s. Yeah.
And it's kind of like, sometimes they ask you to swipe, and sometimes they ask you to insert the card and into your PIN.
Mm.
It's like, it's always a little bit weird.
Yeah. Some things like that in America do seem very backwards still.
Yeah.
Whereas like, you can go anywhere pretty much in certainly where we're from.
Yeah.
In the UK, I don't know any shop in this town that isn't contactless really that I go to.
Everything is contactless now.
Like, I go into a bar and order a pint and bang, contactless.
Yeah.
With my phone, and it's so much easier. I never carry cash.
No, I never. Well, I have cash in my wallet. I never carry coins.
Yeah.
I have a few notes in my wallet, and that's it.
Yeah, I don't have any cash in my wallet.
Literally, the only thing that I pay for in cash on a regular basis is haircuts.
Yeah.
Because I don't think they accept.
Oh no, mine accept contactless.
Yeah. Well, you go to a fancy place, don't you?
Right? I do, yeah. I do.
I go to a barber on the corner, but I don't think he accepts cards. Maybe he does.
Because he's down an alley.
I've never tried. Well, yeah, it's just some like hobo guy
with
a rusty pair of scissors.
Yeah.
It explains a lot.
Squeaky pair of rusty scissors. I don't know what that was. but yeah, like, I'm like a mugger's worst nightmare. Because they're like, give me all your money. I'm like, I don't have any.
I see. I thought you were going to say you literally have all the money.
No.
Like, thinking of your Disney trip where you bring your cash, that sort of thing.
Oh, yeah, Disney maybe. Yeah. But like, normally, so I give me all your money. Like, I mean, have my wallet. But by the time you've got out of here, my cards are all cancelled.
Yeah.
So, and like Monzo, you can literally go in the app and freeze it.
Right, okay.
Straight away.
Yeah. I mean, assuming they haven't taken your phone as
well.
That's the thing. But then these days, like phones... They have the passcodes, but then you can't. Good luck guessing it, because you only get so many attempts before it wipes the phone, or it's fingerprint, or face.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, mine doesn't have fingerprints because they ditched that. So it's just got the facial recognition or the PIN code.
Yeah, like, give me your phone. What phone is it? Oh, it's the iPhone 8 Plus. Don't worry.
Yeah. It's like, it's not worth it to them.
No. Yeah. I mean, yeah, because you could sell... I mean, even trying to sell that to, like, a pawn shop, they're going to be like... Yeah. I can't reset. Can't sell this.
You're going to have to reset the phone, and to reset the phone, you have to enter your PIN.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah. Yeah, good luck with that.
Exactly. Right, let's go on to Disney Springs. Do you want to start this week? Oh, I am handing you the mantle.
I don't know what to do now. I'm so nervous. Oh God, nervous poo. Okay, I will start with... Are we starting with good ones, right?
Let's start with good ones, yeah. Okay,
cool, cool, cool. So I will start with one...
All right, rein it in, Jake.
Hey. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Cool, 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 yeah. Cool, cool. Noise.
Noise, noise, noise. I will start with a recent addition, which is Raglan Road.
Mm.
Not a recent addition to Disney Springs, but a recent addition to my list.
Yes.
Which is Raglan Road. So we went there twice... It was the first time we went there in... April, May this year, and we booked for it, and then we liked it so much the first time we went, we booked again.
Yeah.
During the same trip, because we'd never been there before, but we looked at the menu and we thought it looked really good. There's quite varied options like to what you normally see, because obviously it's more kind of like traditional. I don't know if it's traditional Irish food, but that's what they're going for.
Is everyone that working there, are they all Irish?
I think. They were.
I mean...
I can't quite remember. I think they were.
There's so many Americans that claim that they've got Irish background. It's unbelievable, isn't it? It's like, do you though? Do you know what that means?
Yeah.
Because you don't sound Irish. I mean, for all intents and purposes, I could go back 15 generations and someone could be Irish that I'm related to, but...
I mean, I think... I can't quite remember whether they're all Irish or not. Whether the servers... They had like... Irish bands playing.
Yeah.
And they were all Irish.
Yeah.
I can't remember if the servers were Irish as well.
Were you two there? Because, I mean, they're not doing anything else.
The weird... I don't know if you saw the picture.
Yeah, I did.
So we were sat... The first time we went there, we were sat in the corner. And I turned around and there's this massive, like, portrait of Bono
behind me. Yeah, that's petrifying, isn't it?
It was, like, really weird. But the funny thing was, we were, like, saying, oh, yeah, this is Bono. And my mum was like... Oh yeah, Bon Jovi. We're like, no, Bono. Not they're two different people. And she was like, I thought it was the same person.
What?
Like what?
Bon Jovi's just gone.
It's like
I'll have a no and become Irish.
It's like you're older than me. They were out in the 80s. How do you not know that they're like different people?
Yeah.
It's but wow. So it was like,
very different voices as well.
Yeah, completely. And me and my dad were like, okay, what?
That's amazing.
But yeah, so I had to have a meal.
Sort That's.
Of, I mean, it was better for me because I was obviously back to it.
Yeah.
I think it was either my mom, or my dad were facing it. So yeah. It's like Jesus.
I couldn't imagine.
That's enough to put you off your meal, isn't it?
That's the one problem with a restaurant like this, though, is that like they just go like full stereotypical Irish.
Yeah.
So like, not every Irish person likes Bono. In fact, probably most of them don't.
Yeah. I mean, I imagine most people. Don't like Bono
in general. Yeah, it's because he's a bit of an ass. But...
Yeah, he's quite far up as an ass.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But the food, I remember you saying, was really, really, really tasty.
Yeah, it was really good. I'm trying to think of what I had. I had the first time I had like a... It wasn't a beef stew. I can't remember what they called it. But it was really good. It was something, it was like really tender sort of beef, that sort of thing. I can't remember what it was. And then the second time I had... like a, they called it a ham, something with ham, but it was basically like a gammon, like wedge of gammon. It was really, really good. With like, you know, veg and that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of like very different from what you normally get, you know, burgers, fries, that sort of thing, steaks. So it was a nice change, but it was a really good sort of atmosphere, especially the first time, because we went in the evening the first time and they had all the music playing.
Yeah.
Second time we went during the middle of the day. So it was a little bit quieter. They didn't have all the music there, but it was nice. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
I would definitely go back there again. Definitely.
You've just reminded me, actually, since the last time we recorded, I believe the Epcot Food and Wine Festival menus have come out.
Yes, yeah.
So I think we will probably do an episode on that.
Mm-hmm.
There's a few new additions to the festival I'm looking forward to visiting.
Cool.
And there are some old favourites returning. In particular, the one that I know you liked was the Guinness and Bailey's shake, which triggered my memory, obviously, talking about Raglan Road.
Yeah, yeah.
And my favourite is also back, the chilled... Godiva coffee.
Can you imagine what would happen if they didn't bring that back?
They did do that one year.
Did
they? It wasn't on the... Because I went...
Was it a grim year for you?
It was. I remember going to Belgium because for some reason this was... It wasn't last year. It was the year before. It wasn't there.
Right.
And for some reason I hadn't checked the menus out before. I don't know why. Or I just didn't...
Assumed it was
Or
there,
just skipped so. Over Belgium because right, yeah. It's always roughly the same.
Yeah.
So I turned up and I was like...
You just... It's just like that scene in Star Wars Episode 3 when he finds
on
out.
My knees, just like, no. They heard that and they were like, right, we've got to bring it back.
Because it was like the 10th time it had happened that day.
Yeah.
So the waffles in Belgium are good.
Yeah, yeah, I have heard that before. They are very good. We'll definitely be doing an episode on Food and Wine Festival for sure.
Yeah.
Especially as I'm there for 3 weeks of it this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you imagine the amount of weight you're going to put on?
Not as much as you'd think because of all the walking you do.
True.
And often when
come out in the meat sweats.
Yeah, often when we do a food and wine day, we just do food and wine.
Right. Okay. So there's no like extra food. It's not like you're eating extra.
No, you're not doing like a massive meal.
Pretty much the same meal.
Just snacky bits.
Yeah.
In fact, I think we've got 2 full food and wine days booked in.
Nice.
Which obviously we're just going to be Epcot for anyway. But we also have 4 completely free days.
Oh wow! Okay.
Which means food and wine. Like, we'd definitely be going to food and wine at some point. I know we've done an episode that gone through our initial 3-week plan.
Yeah.
Once we've got our fast passes locked in, which happened, I believe, middle to the end of August, then I'll do another episode, probably in September, maybe, where I just go through the complete plan. We still have a couple of things to book, all that kind of thing. And there might be some things happening with Universal, not sure yet. So we'll let you know.
Yeah, once it's all
locked in, pretty much.
Yeah.
Raglan Road. I guess, is there anything else you wanted to say on that before we move on?
I don't think so. No, I would definitely recommend it, and I would definitely go back whenever we go again.
Yeah, I think we looked at it, based on your recommendation. But I think I'm not sure Donna fancied anything on the
right
menu.
Yeah, yeah. But that's fair enough.
I mean, we've been chatting about going back in 2021.
To
do for the 50th. So maybe we can head to Raglan Road during that time.
Yeah, who knows.
So if it's still there, which I'm sure it will be because it's very popular.
Yeah, it's been there for quite a while, isn't it?
It is a very popular restaurant. So let's move on to one of my favourite places, and I'm going to start with where am I going to start? That is the question. I don't know. I'm going to start with the Boathouse.
Okay, yeah.
Only opened a few years ago as part of the reimagining of Downtown Disney into Disney Springs and has since become one of my favourite restaurants in Disney Springs. It is, I think, the best... It has the best location for a restaurant on Disney Springs property if you can get the right table. Outside, over the lake, it's just brilliant. And I think the setting of it is fantastic. I much prefer outside to inside at this restaurant. I think the inside is decorated really well, but the outside, I think, just has a really good experience. I think the food is great, particularly if you're a fan of seafood, although there are options for people. If you don't eat seafood,
we obviously ate there in October of last year.
Yeah, you had steak, didn't you, there?
Yeah, yeah.
The menu's fantastic. I think the has one of my favourite dishes in Disney World, which is the crab stuffed lobster.
Yeah. You're a state.
I did warn you. I did warn you I would be. Especially like several pints in.
Literally like lobster everywhere. It was being flicked across the table unintentionally.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But they had the bread there. The bread there is really
nice. It's like a honey glaze or something like that.
Really tasty.
Very sweet.
Good alcohol choices as well.
As you tested.
Yeah. Some of those were recommendations, though. Brian Rose recommended a beer from there that I had to have.
Oh, exactly. It's a recommendation. It'd be rude not to.
Yeah. And they do. I think it's a chocolate raspberry martini, which is absolutely amazing. Chocolate martini is my favourite alcoholic drink.
Yeah.
Which is probably weird for a straight guy to say.
I mean, you like...
But I'm a basic American white girl.
I was going to say, you like PSL and you like... what's her name? You know who I'm
Taylor Swift?
No.
Carly Rae Jepsen?
Carly Rae Jepsen.
I'm still... The biggest disappointment in Orlando is missing Carly Rae Jepsen by one day at Universal Orlando.
Oh, what? In
concert.
Yeah, what do they call that?
I can't remember.
Yeah.
But she was there the next day, and it was our last day, I think.
And you were just like, it was another, no.
I was like, no, why, Carly, why? I also missed My Chemical Romance at House of Blues.
Oh, really?
I was going to get tickets, but they sold out.
Oh, shit.
that was worth it. That was worth the swear. We've just done customers always weird as well. I'm not even going to bleep
that
out.
I didn't even realise that they did that.
Yeah, they were playing a gig at House of Blues.
Wow.
And I just missed out on tickets.
Oh, man. That would have been awesome.
Yeah, because it's like quite a closed off venue. It would have been really cool.
Yeah.
But, I mean, this wasn't the end of the world. I'd seen them, I think, 3, maybe 4 times by this point.
Right, okay.
But it would have been awesome. Like, Donna would have gone as well.
Yeah.
It would have been really cool. But yeah, back to the Boathouse. And I think the food's really good. The atmosphere of the restaurant is great. It is a pricey restaurant. But if I didn't have the dining plan, it would be one that I would make an exception for and go to, I think.
Right, okay.
Just because of the lobster. And the key lime pie in a mason jar is a really tasty dessert.
I mean, anywhere that's got key lime for you is going to be up there, isn't it?
It's tick, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Boathouse is great. And if it's a nice day and there's a table outside, go and sit outside because it is fantastic out there. We must have spent like 2 hours in that restaurant.
We were in there for quite a while, weren't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it didn't feel like 2 hours.
No, it really didn't. And it was a really nice meal. I think
that's what happens when you're two friends just having a chat.
Exactly.
You don't feel like the time just flies.
Yeah. And I wouldn't say it was like the best steak I've had.
No, there. And Donna has actually said the same thing.
Right. Okay.
She said that, you know, she's not a great fan of steak anyway.
Yeah.
The only exception
she's not a fan of fish. Is she?
No.
So
the only exception she'll make is the Celia, where she says the steak is just mind-blowingly good that she really likes it. But ordinarily, she hates steak.
Mm-hmm.
So when we go to the Yachtsman,
she's
either going to hate it or love it.
But
I've heard Yachtsman is on par with the Celia.
Yeah.
So we'll see about that. We'll see about that, Yachtsman.
The bold claim.
Yeah.
The bold claim.
But no, I can appreciate that. I think my mum didn't particularly enjoy Boathouse.
Right, okay.
Donna has basically said to me, I don't want to go back, but I booked it anyway because I'm going there. And she, makes me sound like I'm a horrible person, but there is Cape May Cafe that I've wanted to go to for years, which is a seafood buffet.
Okay.
It does have non-seafood options, but I haven't booked that.
Yeah.
Because I thought that might be pushing it a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously massively focused on fish, the Boathouse, and if you eat inside, there is a massive like fish smell.
Yeah.
So I'm glad we ate outside because it's less fishy.
Yeah.
But yeah, I can imagine like we've never been there as a family, and my mum wouldn't like it there.
Yeah.
She's not a huge steak person.
Yeah.
And she's not a fish person.
Yeah, and that's fair like enough.
That. But I mean, my dad and my brother would probably love it there.
Yeah.
But
and my dad, it's one of my dad's favourite restaurants, and I believe. Right. They're going back here, I think, on his birthday, because he like me, is like, oh, like he loves lobster,
right,
he likes
crab, yeah.
But in the UK, if you want to buy a lobster that's fresh,
mm-hmm.
you're talking it's like 30 quid plus.
Yeah.
Like, you basically, you're not buying it. I don't eat lobster hardly ever. In fact, probably once a year at the Boathouse. but it's one of my favourite foods, and the same with my dad, so he will order the crab stuffed lobster as well.
Yeah. Nice.
So that's why the Boathouse is on my list. It's an amazing amazing restaurant. They also have I can't remember the name of the cars, but the cars that go in the water.
That's next to the Boathouse. Amphibious cars.
Amphibious cars, or whatever they're called.
I can't remember the proper name for
them. But that's what they are.
Yeah.
I might book that.
That'd be
for the honeymoon.
That'd be really cool.
Don's in the next room.
Yeah.
She
definitely heard that.
Yeah. No, she didn't. She's watching Supernatural really loudly. Because she's always wanted to do it.
Right, okay.
And so I might do that.
Does look like an awesome experience, that.
Yeah. I think it'd be really awkward because it's like just the two of you and the driver.
Yeah.
But I think it'd be a good experience.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how long you sort of get on the water.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But it seems to attract a crowd.
It always does.
I don't like.
When one is going out.
That puts me off.
You just be like, hello.
Move, peasants. Because it's like $100 and something, I think. Yeah. It's not cheap.
It's not the cheapest experience, but it would be a good one to do.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
So that's my first restaurant. I mean, I'm slightly concerned. Like, we have been talking for 25 minutes already, and we've done one restaurant. but I knew Dizzy Springs would be one of those ones.
Yeah.
So what's your second choice?
So my second one, I'm going to go with... I'm going to go with the Giardelli Ice Cream and Chocolate Shop, which it says it's a shop, but they've got like the shop, haven't they?
Yeah.
And then they've got like the eaty place. Not really a restaurant, I wouldn't call it. Like ice cream parlor, shall we say?
Yeah, I would say that. Yeah.
Yeah, and we had some in April and May, and it was really nice. Like what did I have? It was some kind of sundae, I think I had.
Sundae.
And then my dad had like this big banana boat. You know when we went to Beaches and Cream?
Yeah.
I had the banana boat there.
Yeah.
It was basically the same thing, but from Giardelli.
Yeah.
So that looked amazing. My one was amazing. It's a really nice ice cream location to stop there, because they do such a massive selection of sundaes
and ice
cream on its own and whatever you want, basically, they can do. So it's just a nice place. We got, you know, you can sit down, you can chill for a bit, you can sit inside or outside, you know, sit down with your ice cream, have a relax, take in the atmosphere of Disney Springs. It's just a really nice location, I thought.
I completely agree. The only thing I can add to that is that I don't think I've ever had anything from the menu.
Right, okay.
So Donna has, and I've tried what she's had,
and I've
really enjoyed it. But I think my problem is, when I go to Disney Springs, it's often for dinner or for lunch.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm like, oh, I don't want to have anything sweet beforehand, because it will fill me up. So I don't think I've ever had a sundae there or a milkshake. But maybe I've had a milkshake. But the food there is really good that I have tried.
Yeah.
I'm keen to go. I think because we're there for 3 weeks, I'm hoping on one of our 3 days, we'll get up a bit later. We might go to Disney Springs, have like a Ghirardelli Sunday or something, and then just go to Jot Lindsay's and just chill out for the afternoon. Would be quite nice.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the sort of thing that we did. I think we were there for like midday or the afternoon or something like that. We were looking at some of the shops, and we thought, oh, we'll get an ice cream because, you know, it's boiling.
Yeah.
So that was really good, because that's often one of the things, like, there's so many eating places, there's so many good choices to go to, but it's always a case of like, oh, we're in this neck of the woods, but we're going to have a sit-down meal soon.
Yeah.
Or we've only just had a sit-down meal.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
The servings of all these things in America are so big.
Yeah.
It's just kind of like, you know, I can't have a massive sundae and then go for a sit-down meal.
That's the problem, isn't
it? I'm not going to enjoy it as much, and I'm not going to get my money's worth, sort of thing.
Yeah, so that is the problem.
It's often the, like, even when you're in the parks, you think there's some really good like snack choices.
Yep.
But it's a case of like, I've just eaten or I'm going to eat, and that sort of thing.
And that's, you know, I have the same problem. Like, that's why I've not had a turkey leg in a number of years. I've not really had a churro in a number of years. I did have a churro in my Disneyland Paris trip.
Right.
As part of like a dessert option I had. Which was it wasn't great. It wasn't American. You know?
Yeah, it's the food options in
America. I think the best thing that Disney can do is Disneyland Paris, other than the expansions that they're already working on, is to completely reinvent the food.
Right. Okay.
Because it's just awful.
As
not every location is bad, but as a whole, Disneyland Paris's food is just terrible when you compare it to Disney World.
Yeah. Interestingly, I saw. Obviously, you know, I'm a fan of Hard Rock Cafe, and apparently, there is a Hard Rock Cafe shop coming to Disneyland Paris.
Is there?
Later this year.
Mm.
And then it's rumoured that they're going to be having a restaurant there in either 2020 or 2021.
That's interesting.
So there could be something coming to Disney. I'm assuming it will be in the Disney Village.
Yeah, I would have thought so.
But that's what I've heard is on the rumour
mill
tree.
Rumour mill.
Yeah, okay, cool.
I don't know why it's a mill, it's a mill. I would wonder if they would close Planet Hollywood for it, because Planet Hollywood
is a bit of a dying brand, really, isn't it?
And also, when I was there in February, the food was okay, but it's so dated in there.
Yeah, I mean, when we went, we're talking like 4 years ago now, aren't we? We went there, and it was an okay meal. I don't think it was like mind-blowing, was it? It was just kind of average.
No. Rainforest was better.
Yeah, it was.
And Rainforest, again, isn't like, certainly in Paris at least, isn't mind-blowingly good food.
No.
And that's the problem with Paris. There is nowhere amazing. Like, if we would, and we will do Disney Village in Paris, and we'll do Disneyland Paris for this.
Yeah.
There's nowhere like the Cellier, like the Boathouse, like,
no signature restaurant.
There's nothing like that that I go, oh my God, I have to go here every trip.
Yeah.
What tends to happen is I go to Disneyland Paris and go, oh, you know, I'll go to T-Rex. Sorry, not T-Rex. I'll go to Rainforest or yeah. Park Hollywood, because those are really the only options there. That
There's not a huge selection, is there?
No.
Yeah.
So my next one is Chef Art Smith's Homecoming.
Mm.
This is one that, again, made its way into Disney Springs for the...
rebranding.
The rebranding. And was it your first time there last year?
Oh, no, I've eaten there.
You've eaten there before?
I can't remember how many times I've eaten there before. I think it may have only been once.
Okay, but, so it's the second time there. I think it was only my third or maybe fourth time there.
Right.
Which is quite a lot, considering I only go once a year.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I love it in here. I think it's really good. Really, really tasty food. It's like classic Southern State America food.
Yeah.
Chef Art Smith is also wandering around a lot of the time.
Mm-hmm.
He said hello to us a couple of times. He's a really nice guy.
I don't think I've ever seen him in there.
Yeah.
Personally.
I've seen him in there probably like 2 out of 4 or 5 times.
Right,
He's been in there. He seems a really nice guy. The food's really nice. I usually have the famous fried chicken, which comes with creamy mashed potatoes and a cheddar drop biscuit, which is amazing. Like, yeah. If I could bring any food from America... Because key lime pie you can obviously make here.
Yeah.
But if I could bring any food from America into the UK, it would be the biscuits.
Right, okay.
Because they are so good. They are good. They're like savoury scones, aren't they?
Yeah.
But much better.
I mean, you can get cheese scones over here, can't you?
But they don't taste like the biscuits in the States.
No.
So that's what I would do. So usually I have the fried chicken and... dessert's always quite tough here. But yeah. I think I had... Last time I had the pecan pie... which was amazing, but unbelievably sweet.
Right, okay. I can't remember what... I imagine I had the chocolate cake. I think... Because we went there in October, didn't we?
Yeah.
And I think I had the chocolate cake. It was
massive. Yeah. Absolutely. Like the food, like fried chicken, is like, oh, that doesn't sound that mind-blowing, but it is really good chicken.
It is really good chicken. And the mash is really nice. And as you said, the cheese biscuits are really nice as well. The first time I went there, I had the chicken and donuts.
Yeah, and you didn't particularly enjoy that.
I wasn't impressed. I was sold as these are like the best donuts you've ever had.
Yeah.
And I can't imagine what donuts the server has ever had, because they were definitely not the best donuts I've ever had.
Yeah.
By far.
Yeah.
They were very disappointing. And I think it was the mix of like sweet and savoury that was a bit weird. Like the chicken and the donuts was an odd combination.
Yeah.
Not just the fact that the donuts weren't great.
Mm.
But yeah, I've had the fried chicken.
You had that with... Yeah, we had all of exactly the same food, didn't we?
Yeah, I have a feeling... Maybe I have been there twice before. Because I'm feeling I've had the chicken and donuts. And then I'm feeling I've had just the fried chicken with my family. And then obviously when we went there in October, I had the fried chicken.
I think you would have done. Because I have a feeling if you'd just been there for the donuts...
Yeah.
You might have gone, I don't really want to go back.
Yeah, I mean, I had, you know, the chicken... I knew that the chicken was really good from the previous time. Maybe I've been there twice before.
Yeah.
Or 3 times in total now. It is a nice restaurant. Yeah.
It's a great restaurant. I think they've got a really nice, again, they've got a really nice like decking area outside.
Yeah.
Where you've got like the nets up, so it's not like completely out in the open. But it's nice. It's nice in there, and I quite like it because they do a Blue Moon on tap.
Right.
Which is one of my favorite beers anyway.
Because I think that's kind of one thing that the Boathouse. Obviously, eating outside, because you're on the water side, you get a lot of like flies and stuff like that.
Yeah,
Which are a little bit annoying. So they could do a sort of like net, something like that, similar to
what they
have with Homecoming.
Yeah. So I've never been actually back in the Boathouse. I've never been to the bar that's on the end of the pier.
Right. Okay.
So I might have to go and check that out this year.
Nice.
Because it looks really. It's like a great setting, isn't it?
Yeah.
You can see it from the distance when you're sat outside.
Yeah.
So what's your third choice before we move on to bad places?
So my third choice, it was a little bit difficult because there's like, I haven't eaten in all the like the new places and things like that here. So I was going to just say Rainforest. Like it's kind of like a solid choice for us. Like I know you eat there a lot as well when you.
Yeah, we're actually going to Rainforest on our first full day at the parks this year.
Okay. I think we did the same actually in this year. I think we went to like one of the parks and then went to Rainforest as our first day.
I think the reason we're doing it is because. It's not a restaurant where I sit and take my time over.
Right.
If that makes sense.
You just want to get in and out.
Yeah, like we're going to be knackered on the first day.
Yeah.
So, you know, we could have gone to Homecoming, Boathouse, but we wouldn't have savoured the meal.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Rainforest, you know the food's going to be good.
Yeah.
you know you're not going to be there for like 2-3 hours.
Yeah.
So you just
their turnaround's quite quick.
Yeah, you just eat your food and you leave.
Yeah.
So that's why
it's kind of just a solid classic meal, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you kind of just you know what to expect.
You get meat and you get a pudding. Yeah, basically.
Exactly. So it's always a solid choice for us. The burgers are good there. The steaks are okay there.
They're not amazing, but they're okay.
You kind of expect that.
Yeah.
But they're okay. The burgers are quite nice. I can't remember if this was the place with the A1 sauce.
Yeah, I think it was, yeah.
Because I think we went there in October. No, not in October. Well, we did go there in October.
Mm.
And the guy kept offering me A1 sauce, didn't he?
Yeah.
And the funny thing was, when I went back there in May, we had the same server.
Really?
That we had in October. And he kept offering me A1 sauce again. Because I don't think we ate in T-Rex this year. So it must have been rainforest. But yeah, we had exactly the same server. And it was like, as soon as he walked up, I was like, yes.
Yeah, I don't want anyone sauce.
That was amazing.
You're right, though. It's a safe choice, I think. I actually, of the two, prefer T-Rex, I think.
Okay, yeah.
I
mean, they are very similar, aren't they?
Very similar. They're owned by the same people.
Yeah.
We are eating both in October.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think rainforest is a good shout. It's a good all-rounder, I think.
Yeah, yeah. And again, it's kind of got a nice location because we have eaten... You can eat in the outside bit as well. Which we have eaten in before because I think the main restaurant was quite busy.
Yeah.
But it is quite a nice experience sort of eating out on the...
By the bar, isn't it? Is it Volcano Bar they've got there?
Lava Lounge.
That's what it is,
You can eat that out there as well.
Yeah, I haven't been to the Lava Lounge, actually. I quite like to.
Yeah.
The problem is now that when I'm on holidays, I do drink.
Mm-hmm.
Not excessively, but I have a few a day, Nothing too crazy apart from when we were at the boathouse. But now Don doesn't really drink anymore.
Yeah.
So I've got to be like, I can't just sit at a bar and...
I thought you were going to say, I've got to drink for two now.
Yeah, no. I think she will probably have one or two, but
that's
it. Maybe even just one.
Right.
So okay, I can't be like, should we just sit at this bar for 3 hours? Because,
Yeah, that makes sense.
So my last one for ones that I really enjoy is actually going to be a bar.
Okay,
It is, I mean, people could probably shouting this through... I hope you're not shouting it when you're like... Just at your desk.
Or just like on a train or something like that.
It's Jock Lindsay's. And any spare time that I have at Disney Springs, I spend at Jock Lindsay's.
As we found out in October.
Yeah, I mean, but it's a great bar, isn't it?
It is a really great bar. It's a really good location.
It's good. It's got good snacks as well. I know we didn't... I don't think we
had any of them, did we?
No, but I have in the past. Again, I only did it... I think it was just after it first opened.
Mm-hmm.
We had dinner like an hour later. So I was just like, oh, let's just get like... I think it was the pretzel.
Yeah.
The
pretzel does look really good.
Yeah, it is good.
Is that the place where they have a really big one on like a hook or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I didn't expect it to be that big,
even
though I'd seen pictures of it.
And it was like, there was a table next door with one.
It was just like, oh, it's fine.
Yeah, I'm sure it's not that big. I'm sure it's a different thing that we're ordering.
So again, like, I'd like to go there on one of our days off to actually have a couple of the food options there because they all look great.
Yeah.
But the reason it's on my list is because it's a brilliantly themed bar. Although, weirdly, I would never sit inside.
I mean, it's quite small inside, isn't it?
It's a small outside as well, to be fair.
True. But I don't know if they have... It feels like they have more seating outside than they do inside.
Yeah.
Which is kind of a good mix, really, for Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The theming's not brilliant outside, but I think, again, the location is great to sit and have a drink.
Yeah, because we sat a couple of times on the, like... Is it a boat?
It's kind of
hanging off the edge of the bar,
and that's a really good place to. And it's just I think it's just one of those great locations in Disney Springs to have a drink and just relax, and just get the pressure from the parks away, out the system, reboot, and the alcohol choices are, I think some of the themed cocktails are pretty cool. Like the Cool-Headed Monkey is a great themed cocktail. It's not the best cocktail in the world.
Yeah.
Far from it. I know you didn't particularly enjoy it.
I didn't particularly enjoy it.
And I think it's okay. It's quite sweet.
Yeah.
I usually have a beer when I'm in there. But I think the theming of the bar is a great addition to Disney Springs. And it's, if you've never been in there, there's a few people that I've tempted into Jock Lindsay's now. And,
sounds a bit dodgy, right?
Come into Jock Lindsay's! who I know really enjoy it. So.
Yeah.
I think if you're there October, November, don't go there because I want to see you outside. but otherwise, feel free to enjoy it. It's a great bar. And I know that you know, I know you don't drink, but you enjoyed the bar.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what I had there. There was one thing.
It's a lemonade, wasn't it?
Was it a lemonade? Was it like a watermelon?
Yeah.
Had like a watermelon twist to it or something like that. I was trying to think, is that the one that had like the questionable foam on top?
Yes, I think it was, yeah. Yeah.
I was trying to think then, was it that? Or am I getting confused with on your stag do when we went to that bar in like the cocktail bar?
Oh yeah.
And it was like a pink creamy thing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And it had like a white topping, didn't it? Again. So, like, having a weird habit.
It was a weird habit of you where you order non-alcoholic drinks that have a weird creamy white
topping on it. So it's a bit suspect, isn't it?
But
no, that was really nice.
Mm.
I can't remember what it was. It was something watermelon, I'm sure it was.
I think I had a little try of that, and it was really nice.
Yeah.
But it's good. I like it when bars like that have good non-alcoholic options.
Yeah.
Because it's, you know, not everyone drinks.
And for one thing, it's obviously still in Disney.
Yeah.
So, yes, it's a bar, but it's still in Disney. So it's kind of like you will get families there.
And a lot of people drive to Disney Springs.
Oh, exactly. You know?
I mean, obviously I don't, but... That's why I get blind drunk.
It doesn't always stop people, does it?
No, it doesn't. That's why I get blind drunk. But you can't, you can't afford to get blind drunk in Disney, really.
No.
Somehow I did. I was merrily on my way.
Yeah, yeah.
I wasn't blind
merry
drunk.
Merry is the right word.
Yeah.
Very merry.
Very merry, yeah. So let's move on to our least favourite places. Do you want to kick off with this one?
I'm trying to think of what my least favourite ones, my least favourite choices were. So one we kind of went to, we've only been there once, was Sprinkles.
Yeah, the cupcake place,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, the cupcake place. We went
I've never been here.
And we were pretty unimpressed, like, with the choice and the quality of them. Like, I don't know, I've had much better. Like, people made a massive fuss of this, and I was, like, gearing up
for,
like, something amazing.
Things, yeah.
I was fairly unimpressed with the look of them, the options. It just seemed like it didn't live up to the hype for me.
Mm.
And then you've kind of got the vending machine outside, which just seems a bit gimmicky.
Yeah.
To me, it's kind of like they seem to. It's obviously cupcakes is obviously all they do pretty much. And you think they should? It feels like they should be a bit better.
Yeah. No. I mean, I've not tried there, so I can't. Again, it's one of those places where. I'm on my way to dinner.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't eat a cupcake. And then afterwards, you walk out so full that you're like, I could get a cupcake for tomorrow or later, but I can't really even stomach the idea of looking at a cupcake.
Yeah. So, that's it. And as well, like, we've done that before where you buy food and you're like, oh, yeah, we're going to eat this later. And then you never do.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of like you never really have an opportunity to eat it. You're either still full from your meal or you're rushing out to get into the park.
So yeah.
It's just left in the room and all this sort of stuff.
So yeah.
It's just like, it doesn't always work.
Yeah, and I think the thing to remember about this before people, like, I think last week, which one did we do last week? It was Animal Kingdom, right?
Yeah.
Someone mentioned that we didn't talk about, what's really bad? Tusker House.
Okay.
So how could you not mention Tusker House? And to be fair, like, I replied saying, you know what, it's a fantastic restaurant. And remember that we're only choosing three each max, sometimes two on these episodes.
Because I think Animal Kingdom was only two, wasn't it?
I want to say it was. Maybe we stretched to three, I can't remember. But there's Disney Springs is the same, right? I could have mentioned Deluxe Burger. Amazing, probably one of the best quick services I've ever been in.
That was a really good, really good quick service.
Really amazing food. I could mention other places in Disney Springs that are incredible. But on the day... Just choosing three on the spot is really difficult, actually.
Yeah.
So, if your favourite hasn't been mentioned, let us know on Twitter, and I'll be able to respond to say either we've not been there, or yes, it's great, and we didn't prioritise it, or in some cases, no, we disagree, and actually, it's terrible.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, even for us, it works well because if you're recommending a good restaurant and we haven't been there, then it's a great recommendation.
Absolutely. Yeah. The more people that send us recommendations, the more places I will try. I will gladly try anywhere in Walt Disney World that people recommend to me.
And I've seen him eat. He will literally eat anything.
I will eat anything. Yeah, that is very true. that's an interesting choice. I'm gonna hopefully give it a go this year.
I mean, give it a try. I mean, it wasn't for me. I'm not saying it's like, other people really like it, but for me, it just seemed it didn't really live up to the hype.
Yeah, and that's fair enough, I think. Another one that I could have mentioned is the ganachery. I had a really good wine cocktail.
Okay.
Well, it wasn't a cocktail. It was just like frozen wine, basically.
Yeah.
Like a wine slushy.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
That
yeah.
was really good. Although we thought, oh, we'll get an alcoholic drink before we go to, it's a few years ago now, before we go to Planet Hollywood.
Mm.
And the wine cocktail was quite filling. It's like right. one of these things, it's like basically a pint of like wine.
Yeah, because like that's the thing, it's probably like massively watered down, isn't
it's
it?
It's mostly ice. Mostly ice. But yeah. that fills you up.
Yeah.
So, yeah, moving on to my first one, and actually talking about Planet Hollywood. It's Planet Hollywood.
Oh, wow.
And that's because it's just gone downhill. I think every year that I've been, we've been going, it has one of Donna's favourite dishes, which is the lasagna, LA right. lasagna.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
Which is like, I don't know, not probably not describing it right, but it's like hard lasagna kind of thing, like stacked.
I know the one you mean, yeah.
She loves it, but both of us agreed not to go back this year because the last time we went, and I've mentioned it before in this podcast, the atmosphere was bad. We were sat right next to two other people.
Yeah.
The food had gone downhill.
Yeah, they have tried to cram too many people in, haven't they?
I think so. And, you know, for that reason, I can't see myself going back to Planet Hollywood anytime soon.
No, I mean, we went about 3 years ago now.
Yeah.
And, you know, we had a nice meal. It wasn't anything mind-blowing, but it was a nice meal. I think we went there a couple of times in that trip, but we haven't been back since because it's just kind of like...
There's better places to go.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And I think, you know, the brand itself is a little bit dying. I mean, we went to the London one a few years ago.
Oh, that
ago
London
now.
One is terrible.
It was atrocious. Yeah. Yeah. They just can't do it. And you know, they used to have loads of locations, and now it's down to only a few.
Yeah.
And, yeah, for me, I think there's just much better places out there.
Yeah.
Much better places.
Yeah, there are. There are much better places than Planet Hollywood now. And it is a shame that the restaurant's gone a bit downhill. But I can't see myself going back.
Yeah, I mean they tried to revive it, didn't they, with the
the observatory.
Yeah, which
it looks better on the exterior, and I think the inside does look better.
Yeah,
but
although it's kind of a weird kind of like they still have some movie stuff, but yeah, but it's not really focused on movies and
yeah,
like it's a little bit of it's lost its theming a little bit, hasn't it?
I think so. Yeah, it's not somewhere that I, as I said, I'll be going back to.
Yeah, I mean it was a great experience in like the '90s
mm.
and the early 2000s, yeah. wasn't it? It was a brilliant. It was like an amazing like. Themed restaurant.
Yeah.
It was brilliant. But yeah, it has...
I can't see it lasting the test of time at Disney Springs.
No. No, yeah. Or anywhere, really.
No, no, right. Completely. Not unless they completely reinvent the brand
yeah.
and update the food.
Yeah.
So that's my first choice.
Was that your first one?
Yeah, it's my first
yeah,
one.
Yeah.
What's your second one?
Oh, God, what did I say? What did I say before... Before we started, I cannot remember. Oh, got to the top a little bit. Oh, paddlefish
mm.
for me. For me, paddlefish. I've never eaten there, and the only reason is because it's a massive because it's a fish restaurant.
Yes.
So for me personally,
not for you.
It's yeah. You sort of like you can smell it before you even go in.
Yeah.
You can smell a strong smell of fish. Even when it was like Fulton's Crab House, you know, we've never eaten there. As I said before, me and my mum are not fish people. So for me, I'm sure it's great. I'm sure it's a really nice restaurant if you love fish.
Yeah.
But for me, it's somewhere that I'll never eat. So I can't say for me personally, it's a good restaurant.
That's fair enough. You know, it's somewhere that I want to go.
Have you never eaten there?
I've never eaten there. I ate in there when it was Fulton's.
Okay.
And it was
okay.
really good.
Right.
So I do want to go back now that it's paddlefish, but it's just... It's never become the priority for one reason or another, mainly because yeah. Donna will eat seafood, but only like cod.
Right, okay, yeah.
So it's
yeah.
quite limited for her, and mm-hmm. We haven't had the chance to go back. But yeah, I understand, you know, if you don't like seafood, it's not going to be for you.
Yeah.
So my second choice is actually going to be Bongo's Cuban Cafe.
Okay.
So the reason for that is not the food. The food was, and I've mentioned this before, so I won't go into it in too much detail. The food was incredible. I think that... So
it makes it an interesting choice then.
Yeah, the food was really, really good. I mean, it's closing soon anyway.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The food was amazing.
What's replacing it?
I don't know if we know yet.
Right, okay.
Can't remember. Food was really, really good. Probably the best value one credit meal that I've had.
Mm-hmm.
But the atmosphere was super loud, really irritating. I was just trying to have a meal with my parents, my sister and Donna.
Yeah.
And the Cuban music and dancing and stuff was just too much for a British person, I think.
Too in your face. Yeah.
You know, I know I've mentioned it before, but that's the only reason it's on my bad list.
Right.
Because as I said, everyone enjoyed the food.
Yeah.
Really enjoyed the food. It was the atmosphere that let it down. And I know my parents love the atmosphere, and I think they've gone back again since.
Right, okay.
But me and Nora felt quite anxious in this restaurant.
Yeah, I mean, that's quite amazing, really, isn't it? Like, the food, you said the food is incredible, but it's let down by the atmosphere, which, you know, yeah, but let down by the atmosphere, which is really disappointing.
Yeah.
And I think
if you like loud music and you like seeing people dancing while you're eating,
yeah,
brilliant, because the food, as I said, is good. But I like to have a conversation.
Yeah, I mean,
don't want a bit of quiet music.
Sometimes they can go a bit overboard, can't they? You know, like, we've been to, obviously, Hard Rock Cafes is sometimes can be loud, especially when they have live performers. It's often the live performers that can be really loud, isn't it?
Yeah, the sound's up just too much.
Yeah, and I think it can ruin the atmosphere sometimes, because, you know, you are there, you want to speak to the people that you're eating with.
Yeah.
You know, you're not necessarily always there to just watch the show while you're eating.
No, if I wanted to do that, I would have gone to a dinner show.
Yeah, exactly. So I think sometimes they can go a bit over the top.
Mm.
With these sort of, like, with the entertainment that they have on offer.
Yeah.
Which is a little bit of shame sometimes. Because, you know, we've been to other restaurants before in the past where they've got music and it's like live performance as well. And it is sometimes a bit over the top.
Yeah, definitely.
So, yeah, I can completely understand when you say it can ruin a restaurant.
Yeah. And then your final choice.
My final choice, it was a difficult one. I think I was going to say the Splitsville Dining Room. Because I think, based on everything else that is in Disney Springs, I don't understand why you would go to a bowling alley for your mood? For your food.
Basically. Yeah, no,
like,
I agree.
It just doesn't make any sense to me. Obviously, all the food that they have on offer is, like, just, like, basic.
Basic American, like, hot dogs and stuff,
isn't it? Yeah, basic stuff that you would find at any bowling alley.
Yeah.
And it's like, as you said before, The bowling is overpriced, isn't it?
Massively overpriced.
And, you know, the food is going to be is overpriced as well for what it is. I know you're obviously in Disney Springs, so you expect to pay more. Mm. But it's like, well, why would you eat there when there's like a million other choices that you could go to?
Yeah.
It just seems like a massive waste of space, basically.
I think so. No, I agree. And the other thing is, like, the cinema, like, it's weird, because, like, the cinema I will go to in Disney Springs if... Because I can go and watch like one at like 9 o'clock or something, and I know I can go and go bowling at 9 or 10 o'clock as well. But I've got bowling alley. I don't know. I've got a cinema here as well. But going to the cinema in America feels like a different experience.
Yeah,
bowling for me is bowling.
Bowling is bowling. There's no interaction with anyone. Not really any interaction with anyone else, is there?
Yeah.
Whereas cinema, you know, you've got the audience and everything like that, and it's so very different in America, and I can completely understand that.
Yeah.
Whereas, yeah, as you say, bowling is bowling is bowling. You're throwing a bowl at pins.
Exactly.
It's not, you know, there's nothing different.
Yeah, exactly. No, I would never go here. I think it looks really cool, but I wouldn't pay that money to go bowling, and I wouldn't.
If it kind of feels like a bit of a waste of time.
Yeah,
like,
I think so.
When you're there, there's other experiences you can be doing. It's kind of like when I say there's other eating places you can be doing. It just seems like a waste of space and time.
Yeah, I think so. And the only reason I say I go and see a film, I probably go and see a film maybe once every couple of years, and if like a big film has just come out.
Yeah, no, exactly. You wouldn't just go and see some random film.
So
yeah.
I, you know, as an example, I think the only films that I've seen in Florida are the Avengers, the original Avengers, Iron Man 3.
Okay.
Which obviously was a big Marvel film at the time. Yeah. Guardians of the Galaxy.
Nice.
And Hotel Transylvania.
That's a bit of an odd choice. That one
is because my parents were going out for dinner.
Yeah.
And it was me, Dora, and my sister.
Yeah.
And we were like, let's go grab some food. Then we're like, oh, let's go see a film because my parents are out for dinner and stuff. And there was nothing out other than Finding Nemo re-released in 3D.
Oh, okay.
I wanted to go and see that.
Yeah.
But I got outvoted. I got outvoted because they'd already seen Finding Nemo.
Right. Okay.
And so had I, but there we go.
I mean, I would definitely choose rewatching a film over watching Transylvania 3, was it?
No, it was the first one.
Oh, was it the first
which
one?
Which is actually alright.
Okay.
But yeah.
Even still, it's no Disney and Pixar.
It's not. So my final choice is the Coca-Cola rooftop beverage bar.
Yeah.
And that's because I went up there and I was just disappointed. I was disappointed with the whole building, to be honest. Nobody needs that much Coke in their life.
No, the merchandise, it's just ridiculous. They've got like 3 floors of merchandise that is all very similar.
Yes.
Like, who's buying that much Coke merchandise?
Yeah, and I went up to the bar and I looked at the drinks. They just didn't impress me.
Yeah.
I might check it out again this year, just to be sure. But I just wasn't impressed at all. And that's the reason why it's on my list. I think there's better bars in Disney Springs to go to.
Yeah, I mean, I think they don't have the ones that are available in Club Cool, do they?
No, I don't believe so.
Which just seems like a massive like missed opportunity there, doesn't it?
There must be an alcoholic drink that Beverly goes well with.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, surely.
That's the thing. So it just seems like, it seems bizarre that for one thing, in Club Cool you can't buy them, but also in the Coke place you can't buy all the ones from around the world.
I think there's like a tasting thing you can do with different flavours from around the world.
Right.
But I don't know if they're all there from Club Cool.
Right, okay.
Admittedly, I haven't tried any of the alcoholic drinks here. Because I just didn't, at the time, I was just like, oh, nothing's for me. So I might go back to this year as we've got a bit more time and try something.
Mm-hmm.
But as of things right now, you've got to go up 3 floors of merchandise to get there. And then it's not that good of an experience.
Yeah. And they have like a photo opportunity with a polar bear.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, great.
Yeah, I know. It's ridiculous.
Like, who is that hardcore into Coke that you want a photo opportunity with a polar bear?
I know. Like, surely they could have just got Mickey Mouse in a Coca-Cola outfit or something.
Yeah, you think that would be a more of an appeal, wouldn't
you? But there we go. Yeah. So that's our list for Disney Springs. You can let us know if you agree or disagree by messaging us on Twitter or Facebook or any of the other social platforms. We are Theme Park Trader. That's always our username across those platforms. And please do go into your podcast app, rate us 5 stars. If you think we're 5 stars, hopefully you do. And we will see you again next week.
Ah, there you are. And just in time, there's a little matter I forgot to mention. Beware of hitchhiking ghosts. They have selected you to fill our quota, and they'll haunt you until you return.